A petition campaign that collapsed in scandal last year relaunches.
And some GOP leaders are concerned the issue could threaten Republican control in Lansing. It'll be just like starting over. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. So the state and a lot of local governments require construction companies in Michigan to pay union-level wages if they want to do work on taxpayer-funded projects.
Some Republicans want that outlawed because they say it makes the work more expensive. Democrats say it's just another Republican attack on unions.
Mm-hmm. But not even all Republicans are in agreement on the issue.
So there was some consternation when non-unionized construction companies launched a petition drive last year to outlaw what's called prevailing wage.
Yeah, that effort, though, collapsed in scandal after it was revealed the professional firm they hired turned in thousands of fake and duplicate signatures. But now the non-union builders are back with a new petition drive.
To put a veto-proof proposal before the legislature. Veto-proof because Governor Rick Snyder is against the ban.
Right. He's trying to get more people interested in skilled trades careers. And he says the ban on prevailing wage just makes those jobs less attractive.
A successful petition campaign puts the question to the legislature, which then can adopt a law that's enacted without the governor's signature.
Failing that, though, the issue would go to the ballot.
Now, the builders have reasons to be hopeful about their chances in the State House. The State Senate adopted almost the exact same bill in 2015, mm-hmm. and Republican Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff says it would probably pass again.
It would be my intent to put it on the floor and put it up for a vote.
Things, though, are less certain in this State House, but the ban does have the backing of Republican Speaker Tom Leonard.
Personally, I do support repealing the prevailing wage. But this is not a conversation we've had as a caucus yet.
Now, some GOP strategists are urging lawmakers to show restraint on this issue of prevailing wage.
First of all, there are some big GOP donors who are owners and executives at construction firms in Michigan that use union labor.
Also, and more significantly, President Trump won Michigan by a thin margin in 2016, in part by appealing to blue-collar union workers.
Republicans would like to keep those voters heading into election 2018.
Going after their union wages is not exactly putting out the welcome mat to those voters.
And that matters because Donald Trump didn't so much breach the blue wall in the Midwest as just kind of inch over it.
And we know the party in the White House typically suffers in the first midterm after the presidential election.
Now, should the builders turn in enough signatures to get their issue before the legislature, they could adopt it. The lawmakers could also ignore it and let the question go on the 2018 ballot.
Which would then make it an election issue, but also one where GOP candidates could read the temperature of their districts before they take a position or avoid one.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.